This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
It's my lucky day because in the studio with me, I've got a nice young man sat opposite me. And he's an island theatrical performer, a thespian. And it's, thespian. Oh, I'll get your words right. Here's Robert Bingham. Good afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon.
You like to be called Robert or Rob?
Oh, Rob, please.
Rob. Okay. As I was saying to our listeners, Rob is a thespian. He hasn't been on the island very long, so you haven't done much with island shows, have you?
No, I'm on my second show now.
Just your second
just
show?
Just my second, yeah.
Which is?
9 to 5 with the Savoy Arts, which is on at the Shanklin Theatre next week, the 29th to the 26th to the 29th, sorry. It's an absolutely fabulous show.
All
it's
right.
It's a real good feel show.
Oh, you can tell me all about that in a minute, but the last show you did was your first show on the island, wasn't it?
It was indeed, yeah.
Musical Extravaganza.
It was an extravaganza and a half, yeah.
But after seeing you do that, I can't imagine you being a straight actor.
It's quite tough.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. It's been really difficult, but I'm enjoying it. It's Are quite you... nice to play something different.
Okay, what part are you playing in 9 to 5?
I'm playing Joe, who's a junior accountant, and he has a love interest.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're going to leave it there because we want to keep the air of suspense for the show.
All right, then.
But, yeah, he's a lovable character.
Okay, we'll come back to that in a moment then. So, the parts you played in Musical Extravaganza, I know you did that excellent piece from The Lion King.
Oh, I loved that piece.
That was the best piece in the show, wasn't it?
Oh, it was just... Oh, it was amazing. I loved the show as well.
I was going to ask you to sing that piece from The Lion King.
Oof,
would you be able to do that, or was it too high for you?
Maybe a little bit too high.
Okay, I know I had to sing a piece from that as well in the chorus. I couldn't even say it, let alone sing it. It was... you actually taught me how to say it. I broke it down and wrote it phonetically as... You were singing the solo and I was singing the background with the chorus. That was brilliant.
That was very difficult to learn.
Yeah.
It was very, very difficult.
I heard you belt that song out. It was absolutely brilliant on the night, on the performance. The audience just loved it, didn't they?
It was good fun. It was nice because it's quite a passionate... The song's full of... So many different people have done it in different ways, and it was just nice to do it with a fantastic group of people coming together, all in harmony. And it was just a magical feeling. It was just so good.
Mm.
And I just... Yeah, I loved every second of it.
I did too. I love that show. But have you got a DVD of it?
I have indeed, yes.
Oh, that's good.
And have watched it.
Okay, then, Rob, we're going to have a bit of music, and then we'll talk about... Well, anything you like after Wigan's Chosen Few. Wigan's Chosen Few and Footsie. We're getting them all this afternoon. We've got some real good music this afternoon. What type of music do you like then, Rob?
Well, I've got quite an eclectic taste, to be fair. I listen to a bit of anything. I do quite like... obviously, I like my show tunes.
Yes,
In my car, I do like to listen to a nice bit of classical music, which is just strange. A few people think it's really strange, but I'll listen to anything. I don't have a specific
genre.
Well,
like me. Yeah, I like anything, as long as it's tuneful.
Yes.
I like a bit of rock, a bit of country, a bit of classical as well,
yeah.
A bit of jazz, and the musicals, of course. So what else have you appeared in? I know you haven't done much on the island here, so...
Back home, so I'm from Lincolnshire. I was part of Grimsby Cleethorpes District Operatic Society.
Mm-hmm.
And my very first show with them was at Copacabana by Barry Manilow.
All right.
And it was absolutely insane. It was just the most fantastic show I've ever done.
I haven't seen that one.
It's camp, it's... There's lots of drama, it's very dancey, there's a lot of vocal work, it's very, very intense, but just absolutely rewarding to do such a fantastic show like that.
Mm.
And then I've joined another community group back home as well. We're doing compilation shows, a bit like Extravaganza.
Yeah.
So performing songs from Les Miserables, Hairspray, Footloose.
Oh.
Just the whole array of musical theatre. Mm. Chicago was another one.
Oh, I love Chicago.
My favourites.
Mm.
And it, yeah, it's a just a bit of everything.
I thought you were great in Footloose. Again, you were singing the lead. It's quite a big cast on Extravaganza, and all of us had to do our solo. And mine happened to be The Farmer and the Cowman.
That was such a difficult song. I couldn't get the words.
Oh, that's a good sort of lively type of number. But that's the sort of thing that I like to sing anyway.
Oh, that's a very good song, that was. I think it's probably the day before we actually started our first performance that I learnt the words.
You got the words, yeah. And I had to fire a gun.
Yes.
And this young girl had to go screaming off the stage.
I think you enjoyed that part a little bit too much, though.
I like saying, nobody gonna slug out anything. This here's a party. Sing it, Andrew. Dum-de-dum-dum-dum. Sometimes I forgot to say the dum-de-dum-dum-dum. So we have a lot of fun in the show. So I hope you're going to stay on the island now, Robert, because I know you're getting married soon. But you're going to stay on the island and stay with the local groups?
We are indeed. We love the island, and this is going to be our new home.
Excellent. Right, I'm going to have a word from our advertisers now, and we'll speak a bit more in a mo. Gabrielle and Rise. It's 29 minutes to 3 now, and you're listening to Vectors Radio. I'm Mo, and I have Rob Bingham. I'm doing it again. Can I borrow your teeth? Rob Bingham. He's currently appearing in 9 to 5. And apart from that, what else are you doing?
So alongside 9 to 5, I'm doing Aladdin for the Venter Theatre Group. At the Winter Gardens.
And which part are you playing?
And I will be playing Wishy-Washy.
Wishy-Washy?
Wishy-Washy. Yeah, I'm
loving
the
daft
part.
One, is he?
He's the daft one,
oh,
yes.
Oh, right, yes. Well, which yeah, I can understand that.
My partner would say it was very fit for me because I'm a bit silly. I like to play games and...
I do that as well.
Jokes, yeah.
I like to play fun characters in Panto. I did the fairy one year in Mother Goose and I was a punk fairy.
That's
cool. My director said to me, go and put your boots on. I said, why? In rehearsal, he said, because you come into character when you put your boots on. Because I strut around the stage in my great big Dr. Martin boots. And what sort of things are you wearing for Wishy-Washy?
Well, we haven't been told that yet. So we'll find out over the next couple of weeks.
Do you find you get into character when you've got your costume on?
It does help.
Yeah.
Yes, I used to perform up and down the country as a female impersonator, and that used to help. Yes,
wow,
that was good fun. So yeah, you do. As soon as you get into the character, you tend to become more that person.
Well, I wouldn't have put you down for a female. Oh, you've surprised me, Rob.
I'm definitely not female.
No, I'm thinking differently about you now. Right, so when is Aladdin on then?
So Aladdin is in December, and the dates are... Oh, now you're
starts on the 8th, I believe.
It does, yes. Yeah. So it's on for 4 days.
Right.
So Thursday, Friday is the evening at 7:30, and Saturday, Sunday is a matinee, so starting at 2:30.
And that's at the Winter Gardens?
That's correct, yes.
In December?
In
not
December.
November.
Yeah, December, sorry.
Brilliant. Oh, I shall look forward to seeing you in that.
Wishy-washy. It's a lot of good fun.
And just remind us of 9 to 5 again. Where's that being held?
9 to 5 is the 26th to the 29th of October at Shanklin Theatre. Thursday to Saturday, 7:30, and Sunday is the matinee at 2:30.
I certainly look forward to seeing that.
That's
and I'm coming to see you on the Saturday.
Woohoo!
Oh, great. Can't wait. Let's have a bit of music from Dave Clark 5 now, and we'll speak to you again in a moment. I surrender. Yes, I do surrender. I'm here sitting talking to Rob Bingham. I was tempted to call you Robert. And we're talking about all that he does in the shows here on the island. And he's currently appearing in 9 to 5, which starts... Next week?
Next week, yeah.
And then he's going on to Aladdin. Now, what do you prefer to do? Straight plays or silliness?
I quite like a little bit of both, to be fair. I do like to be silly a lot. Everything I do. So I think it's quite nice to actually do a straight play.
Yeah.
And this is my first time as a principal as well, so it's a nice new experience for me.
Mm.
But then, yeah, you've got to have silliness in there as well.
Yes, I've only ever done a straight play once, and I struggle with it because I like to be on stage and clown about.
Yeah.
Panto is good because you can ad lib.
Oh, we're absolutely loving panto.
Oh, good. So we've got to get our listeners to come up to the Winter Gardens in Ventnor to see Aladdin then and to see our Rob here. And you can come back in after that and tell us all about it then in January. And then we're going to be on FM. So everybody will be listening to you in their cars and everything. I think it's really exciting.
That's exciting.
So you're not going to give us a song today? No.
I've not prepared one for you.
Have you got a song to sing in panto?
I have, yes. I sing... Oh, that'd be a surprise. But I do have two solos in panto.
All right.
And then we have several ensemble pieces as well, which I will be appearing in those as well with the rest of the cast.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. So I look forward to coming to see you in 9 to 5 and panto as well. And just want to say thank you for coming in this afternoon, Rob. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I can't see you as a woman now. I mean, I know female impersonators. Yeah, there is one. And I didn't put him down for a woman either. He looks more like a woman than a man, but he's so good.
I'll show you the pictures.
Yeah, show me the pictures. Well, thanks very much for coming in. And I hope you'll come back again and tell us all about Panto 9 to 5 in the new year.
I will do.
Thank you.
Thank you. www.vectisradio.com